At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We're back, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. Just like that, man. We always complain we don't get anything. MVP Mike, there he is on the stream. Beautiful daughter, about to be 8 years old. Stopped by and brought us some goodies. That's going to feed everybody, actually, here. Some beef jerky. So we're living large down here. MVP Mike is the man. He works at the Mercado. Always can surprise us with some great gifts. So we appreciate that. But, Austin, I have to dip out here a little bit earlier in the second hour, but the Northern Iowa game.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of tape. That's a big old running back they got, man.
6'4", 240.
Yeah.
Woo!
Love yeah. It. Yeah. It's you know, I think the good thing about it is that Illinois has a really big running back as well. Big, tall, you know, physical running guy. So I think it helps kind of get a little bit of, I won't say practice, but you know, like kind of you see the same looks, you see the same size, so it doesn't catch you. It's not like you're going from Northern Iowa that's kind of more old school physical, trying to run 11, 12 personnel, trying to, you know, beat you up a little bit. And then you go to like five wides and then you go back. So, you have the right mentality to try to be physical. They're going to test your principles. And they're, listen, look, a coach has been there for 24 years. He's a really good coach. They got a really prideful program. They're ranked, I think, 21 in their FCS rankings. It ran close to 300 yards, I think, last week or so. They're going to be tough. That's number one. They're going to be tough. They're going to try to control the ball. They're going to try to, you know, make you play kind of like that, what they want to play. And they're going to see how much you're invested in playing old school physical football. Which I think Nebraska is more than capable of doing. I think defensively they're going to do the same thing. I think they're going to try to make, you know, any team that they play make mistakes. They've probably figured they can heat up some blitzes if they can get, you know, into third and long situations. And then, you know, on special teams, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to, you know, pull out a trick play or two. So, I think Nebraska's going to win. But you got to go out there. It's just like last week. Yes, it's not Colorado. It's not the national hoopla. It's not a rivalry game, but it's the most important game, and it means just as much. Yeah. In a lot of ways, I would say it means as much or a little bit more because I'm doubling down on what we did last week, and then I'm also showing you that we're mature enough to get better at some of the things that we weren't as good as we'd like in the second half. And so right now I'm approaching it the same. And actually I'm approaching it probably with a little bit more vengeance and stuff like that. I think Colorado game, I was talking about it yesterday, the difference between being motivated and disciplined.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody's going to be motivated to play Colorado. I hate Colorado. I hope they hate us. We don't like each other. Bad blood from last year, whatever you want to call it. So you're motivated, right? I think Nebraska obviously had way more discipline while being motivated than Colorado,
yes,
which led us to beat them. This game, we are going to be motivated, but this game is going to test your discipline. How disciplined were you in your preparation? How disciplined were you in your recovery? How disciplined were in your prep for the game, your intent? I'm huge on intent because the discipline will take you longer because you're always going to be motivated. If you're a football player and you're competitive, you're going to be motivated because you want to go prove yourself. You want to go prove that Nebraska is not the same old Nebraska holistically as a team. You want to prove your coach is right for you being out there. You want to prove that Coach Rhule is the coach that everybody knows he is, and so you're going to be motivated by that. But the discipline, actually, it comes before that motivation, because the discipline allows you to do it over and over and over, and that's what tomorrow is, or tomorrow night.
Absolutely. I mean, it's validation of UTEP. It's validation of Colorado that your process works. I'm glad you brought up the process and the preparation. Matt Rhule talked about that. Here's what the head coach had to say about the preparation.
But I think it's been our best week of preparation of all 3 weeks. I think it's for a couple reasons. Number one, you have tangible things through 2 games now to look at and say, okay, I need to fix this. Before that, you're just kind of like waiting to see what's not broken or what's best. And then you have a bunch of players, on the scout team saying like, hey, they just moved up Kenneth Williams to do something, or they just moved this guy up. Hey, maybe if I keep doing something, maybe I'll have a chance. So I think you see some of those guys watching other guys get attention and watching other guys get opportunities, and so they're practicing at a really high level. And then you think you have a couple difference-making players. You have Jalen Gramstad running the offensive look team. He's just a baller, so it helps. But I want to make sure I make the point. A great week of practice does nothing for you in the game other than give you an opportunity chance. So you have to go play. Sorry.
That last point, right? We've heard best week of preparation many times before, but the mark of a veteran team, a disciplined team, is that you double down on a motivated, disciplined win against Colorado.
Right.
You do the same thing again the next week.
Yeah, well, I hate it for Matt that he has to say that because of stuff that was said prior by a prior coach, but then also everything that he said last year was dissected. Like the whole thing, I want to start fast versus finish and all that. You know what he meant, and if that's your talking point, that's just kind of lazy reporting or, media work. But yeah, I mean, he's 100% right. You could practice well. That does not mean that you're going to play well. What it does is it puts you in a better position based on your intent, like he said. You have other guys that are actually welcoming the opportunity to be on, on the scout team or look team, because that's where it starts. That's where everybody starts. That's where I started. That's where even Grant Wishton was on there. There's not a person that's been successful at Nebraska that hasn't had to go through some trial or tribulations, which in these guys, or in young athletes' mind, is being.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Earning your stripes. Whereas us, it was a matter of validating that we actually should be here. And so what it lends to is it gives you confidence, right? Because we came out and we've done it. And then also he's in the second year where he can coach off of game tape and he feels more comfortable and a little bit more, I wouldn't say at peace, but he kind of understands a little bit what he's going to get potentially every day. And then you got to tighten up on the things that you need to tighten up on. And then also, even though we beat the brakes off of Colorado and dominated them, there's still a lot of tape to coach off of this week, or there was this week, along with a more than game opponent coming here that's going to try to be Northern Illinois us being Notre Dame. So you have a ton of motivation and a ton of things you have to do to go out there and put on a good performance, let alone, which is the most important, is proving yourself right.
Yeah.
That, I talk to, people always ask the difference. I like the big games. I like those because I like it when everything's on the line, because I felt confident that my preparation, our preparation as a linebacker unit, defense team, we would beat you, and then therefore we own you, And so It's more of a, you know, try to a mental aspect to it. And so that's where he's trying to, you know, get the team to understand that every week is a new chapter, is a new brick, but you paint it up and read it however you want. It's based on what you do day in and day out. And once you get there, you know, you can have a pretty successful program. I think one of the hardest thing is like, I remember, won't say any names. The question is, would you rather win and like win by luck, you know, get lucky, or would you rather have a slower process where you play, you know, you play like you're good to potentially best game? Because I don't think there's too many teams in the nation that can beat Nebraska if they coming out and just play four quarters of their best game. But if you play really good football and you just get beat by a better team. I was like, I'd rather the second part because I know I'll win more consistently over time.
Yeah.
I know that year in and year out, I'll be there. When you get, like when you win by luck and you potentially a lot of luck or you trick plays and all that, that usually has a time capsule on there that really expires very quickly.
I think of the example recently of Michigan-Ohio State. The way they beat Ohio State the first time, it looked sustainable. This is before we knew anything about the sign stealing, right? But Michigan ground and pound on Ohio State, right? They said, we think you're soft. We're going to run at you. Now, obviously, knowing their play calls and signals and whatnot helped matters. It felt sustainable at the time. It's not like Michigan needed a fluke blocked punt or a really bad game from Ohio State to win. It felt like a high-level football game at the time. Hey, Michigan finally got over the hump. That's how they did it. Right. You could say the same for, you know, Nebraska, Oklahoma. You could say the same for Nebraska, Miami, or any of those Florida teams, right? Finally getting over the hump in 94, it was a long grind. It was a long climb. Nebraska was, you know, constantly being run around by those Florida teams until the adjustments were made, and you earned it in a hard-fought game. Nebraska didn't dominate in 94, right? Jay, it was a tight game.
Yeah, it was tight game. We were down.
You were down. You earned the win.
Yeah.
And then it was on. So, yeah, you can get lucky and win one, and maybe you need a lucky bounce, a lucky break here or there. But the other 99.9% of the game has to be that discipline, has to be that consistency, so you're in position to take advantage of anything lucky.
Yeah, and the thing is like with the parity of college football over the last, like, let's say 10 to 15, 18 years, there's better players at the lower levels. We can get into this whole thing, and we could probably save it for, you know, a podcast that we're having in the future. But it's one of the things that allows FCS teams to level up very quickly.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're older teams. Sometimes they're just built in their identity. And a lot of times they're taking kids that normally Nebraska would take back when I played and kind of put them through the grinder and the weight program and the nutrition program. They hit a growth spurt. They get confidence. The team gets good. They have no fear because they've been to places that other teams haven't been. Mm-hmm. And been through really, really uncomfortable times. That's how you get last week upset at Northern Illinois, or that's how you get North Dakota State when they would every year go beat, you know, I saw when they beat Kansas State, Iowa State. So that's how you can get those type of teams, and you see it in basketball sometimes with Oakland this year against Kentucky. But, you know, I think, you know, Northern Iowa poses a test, but I think, again, the great thing about it is a lot of times, you know, like last year and this year, I think this is a maturity year. This is a maturity game. I think this is a really maturity year in the sense of, are the guys that are mature, your older players, are they mature enough to work their tails off and show up and play the type of football week in and week out, practice in and practice out, meeting in and meeting out, training session in and training session out, and be mature enough to handle their business? Because if they handle their business, everything's going to take care of itself. Yes, there's nice new pieces, right? You got Dylan Raiola and you got Barney and you got all those young guys and all that. And they're good players and they're eventually hopefully going to be great. But those guys that, you know, the Ty Robinsons, the Nash, the Giffords, obviously the whole offensive line, the two, you know, you talk about Nair, you think Banks and all those guys, they got to lead the way. And they got to lead the way in the small plays. They lead the big plays, and then they got to make the big plays when it's called upon. And obviously, there's other guys too, Buford, and obviously Tommy Hill and Singleton and all those guys. They handle their business. Everything's going to be all right. It starts with maturity. I think they're a mature group. And I think they, you know, I said this a couple of years ago when I was after I was down there with Frost, and I didn't go back the next year. One thing that was really apparent to me, and that's because I've been in this situation before, not here at Nebraska, but in the pros, is that you had a lot of young players on that team at that time that really wanted to win, that you know that they wanted to win. They didn't like some of the things that they saw, but they just couldn't say anything because they weren't in position, not only by how long they've been out here, been you know, in the program, how much playing time, or, you know, where they were in their career. And so they had, and I saw it, you know, like, and also, you know, like Jamari Butler, where he's sitting there and he's chomping at the bit, and he's kind of, you know, you bring in O'Shawn, and he's probably thinking like, I can do that, you know. But then he got a chance. He's like, you know what, I'm gonna go show it to you. And now you're seeing, right, prove himself right. And he, and then when you got the chance, and so they have a great mix of, you know, I've been blessed to know some of these kids. They always, you know, Ty Robinson, like. Like an old head and all this. Like, I used to tell Ty I would jack you up, but like I can't. Considering what he did to that coach.
Hey.
I saw it live. I was like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You know, he lives right over here. I was like, bro, you got to think twice. But to see him come so far and get some fruits, you know, of their labor so far. And I know they'll go put out a good performance. I think Nebraska, you know, obviously 3-4 score win. And B, you know, a good product out there. I think this is a thing that we're locking, you know, batting down the hatches, worry about what you can worry about. This is not a like how it looks test. This is the go out. We got to learn how to win, grind it out, or blow people out, step on people's throats, mm-hmm. be able to go to that next level. I know you mentioned Alabama last week. They had that switch. All right, look, you know, but they have the players and they have the, you bring Milroe back and all. It's a lot easier to do that. But you still have to do it. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame thought they had it. It's not in them. That's not the way they're built. I think they're trying to build Nebraska to be multiple. I always say you want to be able to transfer anything that you do here. If you got to play an ACC team, a Big 12 team, I guess potentially in the future a Pac-12 team, SEC team, or somebody that you don't play regularly, like inside your conference or a non-conference, that we can play any type of football that you want and still go out there and win and you know battle in these type of circumstances. So I think the keys for this game before we go to break is obviously win first and second down. How do you do that? Obviously control the line of scrimmage, right? You gotta be. I always call it steady. What is steady in football versus basketball? One, no direct access plays. Let's not give them any excitement. Right to our offensive backfield. Defensively, let's reestablish the defense or the line of scrimmage. Let's play really, really well on first and second down. Let's come out there and be steady, no mental bust, great communication, make plays, and then slowly but surely, like a boa constrictor, you start to tighten, and then you go in for the kill. And then they might wake up like they're the Undertaker. Then you do it again, but then it happens quicker, right? And, you know, I'm a big percentage. I'm a big guy. I call it bounce back percentage. Mm-hmm. You know, bounce back percentage is me. Say I miss a tackle or I miss a check, you know, or get beat, you know. Bounce back percentage in that next series or next time I have a chance I need to go in and make myself right, right? That's not getting the get back, right? Making myself right because, okay, you got beat. He might be better or he had made a better play. But I'm going to keep making you prove yourself that you're better than me. And I don't think you are. And then, you know, that's what you need because that's what you're going to have to draw back on at some point in time in the season. And that's where the confidence comes from.
You might get me this rep. Okay, I'll tip my cap to you. I'm not going to be happy about it, but that's the fluke. I got you the other nine out of 10 reps.
Right. It's kind of that mentality where, you know, Jack Nicklaus, you say, well, I didn't ever lost a term. I just ran out of holes.
Right.
I didn't miss the putt. It just didn't go in.
Yeah.
Look, man, they always say that the worst person to lie to is yourself. As an athlete, you got to lie to yourself a lot of times. I mean, to be out there.
I love being out here in training.
Oh, man. You know what? I got a headache. I've had a headache.
This is what I signed up for.
I've had a headache for 3 weeks. And I got a little brown spot on here because I got a sweat mark because we don't have fancy helmets. And they didn't clean the helmets, right?
You had to lie to yourself. I don't have a sweat mark. But
I still look good, right? Yeah. I haven't really taken a good shower in a couple weeks and stuff like that. But, man, it's so much fun out here in 99-degree heat, 90% humidity, and I'm looking at Corey Schlesinger, Joel Makavica, Jeff Makavica, and probably like Brian Schuster as the fullback groups. And then you got, you know, Sheldon Jackson, Rashawn Jackson, Tim Carpenter, Mark Gilman, and all these guys at tight end.
Taylor and Liegard.
And then, you know what? Yeah, I'll just take a, you know, I'll take a couple plays off going against Brendan Stye, my man, Big Daddy Joe Wilkes. You know, we call him Buddha, but that'll be a nice little walk in the park in, you know, for about 100 reps a day. Then I'll just take a quick break for an hour, and I'll do it again, and I'll probably decide to go run a marathon or something. So it doesn't work like that. You got to lie to yourself and do it. But anyways, great segment. We'll take a quick break. We're going to pick the game tonight, Kansas State against Arizona. Real quickly, top of the 5 o'clock hour, I think we have Upside Bar and Lounge coming in, talking about UFC. We'll finish out that segment, and then I'll put on my Superman suit and go see my man go across the line in the Hall of Fame. But without further ado, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, quick break. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.